This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pathogens?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, it is a Valentine's Day, but it's a Valentine's Day a lot of folks would like to not, well, have, well, like a do-over, particularly if you're in Broward County, Florida, in Parkland, at a high school there. We had planned, obviously, to do a lighter and fluffier Valentine's Day show. In fact, the second hour of the show, I'm just going to give you a heads up right now because Ty Bolger's taking his lovely wife out for a Valentine's Day meal, dinner, movie, things like that. And so we pre-recorded the second hour. Therefore, there will be no mention of the shooting in the second hour of the show because we recorded it long before. In fact, we had planned the show, including some Second Amendment discussions, long before what happened today, this afternoon. For those of you listening live or watching live, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Apparently, a lone gunman with an AR-15, this is what I'm reading in the Sun Sentinel, is with multiple magazines, open fire in a classroom or in the school and outside the school, fatalities in and out, 17 dead, they say right now. I don't know how many injuries. Obviously, it's not trite to say it, heart, love, prayers, all of that. For those suffering, I used to live down in that area when I was a child, down in Margate in Broward County. And then a few years back, we were for 6 years in the Broward County area as well. But I felt like we had to get out. My family, I wanted to get out. There are a lot of reasons for that. But suffice it to say, now we're hearing, once again, calls for more control. They call it gun control. And, immediately I want to, again, take nothing away from the tragedy. You can't. It's so horrific what happened there. But I would caution everybody that would react in a way to say, my gosh, we've got to take guns away from everybody, is that anytime that there's a tragedy, if the automatic solution to that tragedy is remove rights from law-abiding people, remove their God-given rights, then you're not thinking clearly. And granted, in a tragedy like this, you can be excused for not thinking clearly, thinking only emotionally. But there are a lot of people that will take advantage, just like they always do, of these tragedies, to try to extricate your rights, rights that are yours by virtue of your birth that are not dependent upon whether somebody abuses those rights, somebody else abuses those rights. We don't know how this 18-year-old or so got a hold of this gun. We don't know, we don't know anything about what really happened behind the scenes. Was he on multiple medications, psychiatric drugs? There were kids that said this guy was bad news, this kid was bad news, nobody wanted to be around him. So there's a lot of indication that there were some probably psychological, emotional issues. Of course, anybody that takes a gun and shoots up innocent kids in a school and of course, adults in the crossfire. My next question as a parent, if you're sending your kid to a school, public or otherwise, my next question is, do you have armed guards? Are the teachers armed and capable of utilizing firearms in protection and defense of those children? Yes, I'm serious about this. And I've said this before. The idea that, a good person with a gun can stop a bad person with a gun much better than an unarmed group of people can defend themselves against someone who's going to abuse a gun in this case. So I'm left with, I'm not speechless. My heart, I feel it. I do. But I would, again, caution you to not, you know, if your desire is to remove rights from people who are law-abiding, who would never do this because someone has done this, then you're setting yourself and your fellow Americans up for a disaster. That is the reason why there is a Second Amendment. Not because the government granted the people the right to keep and bear arms, but because it was a right acknowledged to be that was that you're born with. In fact, that's the only kind of rights you have. That's the irony of one of the stories we're going to talk about later, because people don't even know the definition of the word right. What is a right? What are rights? Can you create them out of thin air? Can the government grant you rights? And if so, can they take them away? And if that's the case, then how are they rights? Because rights are inherent to you. Okay? You're born with them, you die with them. Now, Super Don, I don't know if you want to add anything to that. It's a bit somber as we start a Valentine's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was just going to say, happy Valentine's Day!
Yeah, I know. I really wanted a fluffy Valentine's Day kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Celebrate the Coco Mojo for my wife, you know?
These things happen. You know, as we know, it seems like every few months we're talking about another shooting. And, if you're a parent of one of these kids, you're going to want some kind of justice, right? You know, I mean, how do we do something about this? It's easy, being kind of the armchair quarterback, to say, don't blame the gun and the gun didn't do anything wrong. But, at the same time, we've got to be understanding at least of the emotional disaster mm-hmm. that these parents are going through, and they're searching for answers,
Sure.
It's like, how do we stop this, right?
You understand that, I'm not willing to give up my rights to keep and defend myself
and my family. And the statement that I made in no way is saying that I feel like that it's the gun that caused the problem. Mm-hmm. But this is just one of those times where we're now going to see politicians who, are not going to want to let a crisis go to waste.
Right.
And they're going to start calling for that kind of stuff. And it's just one of those things where, we kind of have to take a step back and let this be what it is at the moment, which is a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, start exploring, what is it that's causing this? What is causing this to happen? Is it because there's too many guns? Is it because, there's something going on with the kids or the parenting or pharmaceutical drugs or something,
Well, obviously, if you're a deranged looney tune on multiple psychiatric medications.
Well, this kid had just been, I guess he'd been expelled. Had a disciplinary action. We don't know the details at this point, and we won't for a few days.
Yeah.
But I feel bad. I can't imagine being a parent. I'm sure if you try to put yourself in another parent's shoes, mm-hmm. and you get the phone call, right? And it's just like.
No, I know. I think about this. Like you said, I believe in the right to keep and bear arms because I believe in the right to self-defense. And that is a right that comes from God. You atheists, if there are any listening to this, if I upset you, I'm not apologizing. But rights come from a far higher place. If there is no creator, then rights can be, given and taken away. Then you change the definition, is my point. Then you're talking privileges, right? The government can grant you privileges, not rights. Privileges can be taken away. That's why voting is not a right. Voting, you can call it a Voting Rights Act. It is not a right. It's a privilege. But the right to defend yourself, the right to self-defense, that's something that should not ever be taken away from those who are, abiding by the law, not violating the rights. Now, to ask the question of the school, how did a former student that was expelled get onto campus with an AR-15? Right? You ask these questions, now you've got legitimate questions. Let's go to the scene of the crime and figure out how this happened and how do you prevent it. You are not, I don't care how many leftists are going to call for the banning of guns or whatever, it's not, in America, this is not going to happen. Because this government, again, you want to change the Constitution and get rid of a right? Then you just trash the whole basis for what is unique about America. Sovereignty is with the people. I know that's theoretical now because most people have abandoned that concept, have subjugated them to a servant, formerly servant government, they become servants of government. And now they become like, we're little children of government. Government is our mommy and daddy, our creator, and therefore we can take away your privileges. And they've convinced many Americans, millions of Americans in fact, that rights are privileges. And they use the terms interchangeably, inappropriately. The second chapter of the book by Michael Bednarik, Good to Be King, A Foundation for Constitutional Freedoms, essential reading. It is free. If you go to constitutionpreservation.org, you can download that chapter for free. Please start there, because if you don't know the difference between rights and privileges, every politician's going to say things you don't even know if they know what they're saying, right? But at least you'll know the definitions and you can call them out on it. So moving on to the 10th Amendment Center today. 10th Amendment, of course, the powers not specifically granted to the federal government belong to the states or the people, respectively. And this is where you see the aspect of nullification. We've talked about it with cannabis. But we can also talk about it with federal firearms control, that states could make their own regulations, their own laws about it, that supersede the federal government, because the federal government was not granted the authority to regulate and ban firearms, except to say protect the people's right to keep and bear arms. Now, Maryland, interestingly enough, which is Baltimore, one of the worst areas of firearms tragedies, apparently, a lot of murders there, of course, not from law-abiding citizens, but from criminals. And here's an interesting thing, because there are a couple of, there's a senator, two senators, state senators in Maryland, Michael Howe and, or Huff, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, Senator Robert Zirkin. One's a Republican, one's a Democrat, introduced Senate Bill 602. And we were going to open with this as a cannabis update, but they proposed a law that says, you know what, if you have legally authorized medical cannabis and you're a user of that, you cannot be prohibited from owning a firearm. Your right to keep and bear arms cannot be violated. That's a good move. I believe that. Because, again, cannabis is not something that induces violence. We've talked about that. If anything, it induces nap time and the munchies. You don't hear about violent responses, people shooting up things high on cannabis. You do hear it when they're high on, if I can call it high on, psychiatric medications or even alcohol. And speaking of impairment with alcohol, another study here is finding, well, the claim is a little bit specious. It says first of its kind study finds virtually no driving impairment under the influence of cannabis or marijuana. And yet, that's not exactly true, right? It's one of those headlines you love.
Look, if anybody has tried cannabis before, then you know that that's not a true statement.
No.
Because it's mind altering. You know, it's going to make you, your reaction time is going to be less than slower, it would be normally. So, you know, basically what it did is it showed that, basically the impairment would be the equivalent of having a couple of beers. So there really isn't a huge difference between the two. You know, as far as driving goes.
Right.
Now, when it comes to a whole lot of other things, no, you're not going to see a bar fight as a result of smoking a joint. So,
no. Hey, listen, we're up on a break here. I don't know what Ben is doing, but I know that we're about to take a break here. If you got a comment or
there
question,
he is.
Yeah, you can call us at 866-939-BELL, 2355. Or if you hate what I said about the right to keep and bear arms, go ahead and let me know. But speak on principle, not emotion. Okay? We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'd much rather be talking about this crazy little thing called love. And in fact, the second hour of the show with Ty Bollinger tonight, as we go outside the box, it's going to be much more uplifting, light, and happy, because we actually recorded it this morning before we heard anything about another shooting of a school. So actually, if you're tuning in for the uplifting, happy hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's going to happen in the second hour. It'll be there.
That'd be a good name for a show, wouldn't it be?
What would it be?
Welcome to the Uplifting Happy Hour.
With
I like that.
Robert Scott Bell and Super Don.
I like that.
Okay, write it down, coin it, phrase it, whatever, and we'll go with it. The Uplifting Happy Hour with RSB and Super Don.
Because we've got all kinds of extra time. We could do another podcast, right?
We do, sure. Why not? Breathe, we talk, we breathe. All right. let's go to Oregon, your crazy liberal leftist state. Now, I love Oregon because it's environmentally, it's pretty cool. Until recently, now you have to pump your own gas. That kind of sucks. I enjoyed that.
Well,
I
was like, there, not everywhere.
But yeah, I went there like, oh, I don't have to pump my own gas. Okay. Of course, they have to jack up the price to cover the cost of that, so you don't get the option, although in some places you do. Now, what else in Oregon? A lot of organics. As I meant last time I was there, all the, you know, Portland area, a lot of the, almost every restaurant outside of the fast food restaurants had organic food. So there's some good stuff there. So I'm not going to trash Oregon, but this is a case in point where the Oregon House doesn't know the difference between a right and a privilege and doesn't know the constitutional limitations within the Constitution. You can't just grant rights out of thin air. It's not possible unless you are a king, queen, or emperor, you know, of divine birthright, right? This is how the divine right of kings concept comes up, and that sovereignty is with the king, the queen, the emperor, and the people are just the subjects, right? And so in Oregon, they don't have a concept of history. They don't understand why a constitutional form, a Republican form of government, was guaranteed to all of the states. And they're willing to abandon it in the name of health care or something or other. Health care equality? I don't know what it is. But because Trump apparently has made it harder for people to move forward with Obamacare, which was inevitably going to fail, economically it was going to do that, they were going to try something that would be guaranteed to even fail quicker. That is, convert a privilege into a right. What is that? They're going to call health care universal. How are they calling this? They're going to amend the state to declare it's the obligation of the state to ensure that every resident of Oregon has access to cost-effective, medically appropriate, and affordable health care as a fundamental right. The right. The right. How do you declare that a fundamental right? Because doesn't it mean that you have to steal from somebody else in order to engage in it? And that would then make it not a right, but a violation of somebody's rights of self-determination. A right to earn a living, for instance, as a healthcare provider at a contracted for amount of compensation, which, of course, very rarely can happen because the government has infused itself so much into what they call healthcare delivery, but it's not. It's disease creation and disease management delivery systems. And so these dunderhead people in the House, 35-25, I think, won the vote to send it now to the Senate. 35 dunderheads in the House of Representatives in Oregon don't know what a right is, don't know what a privilege is, or the difference between the two, and have now set the stage perhaps to bankrupt the entire state of Oregon. Because what happens when you have been granted a right and that right is not delivered upon? Now you have a redress of grievances that you have to answer for. You said it was a right. I'm not getting my right. Now, of course, they get to define what that right is. And, of course, in an allopathic world, even though it's holistically inclined, there's naturopathy out there, but I went there, remember, I spoke at a naturopathy conference hosted by the oldest naturopathic college in the country, and I was the only person there, homeopath, I was a homeopath there, naturopath, and I was the only one using a non-drug approach to heal the gut. And so you can see that what this means is that we'll only institute mandated modern medicine, albeit in a naturopathic bent, slant sort of way, but not in a traditional naturopathic sort of way. So their church will violate your church and my church. I don't believe in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. I don't, as a matter of course. It doesn't mean I would never utilize a medicine if I felt it were necessary. But to mandate it across the board, to make it a right, to participate, that was where Obamacare went wrong. If you wanted it, fine. Make it something that you are free to choose or free to reject. But the moment you begin to mandate, you are now not dealing with rights. You are dealing with a slave state, in this case, a medical slave state. And I don't care how crunchy granola you think you are in Oregon. Granting a privileged status and elevating it to a right is wrong. And it, in the case of modern medicine, it's downright deadly. You can't force me to participate in the third leading cause of death. You'll risk your own life at that point, folks. Stand up for what is right. Privileges are different. They're distinct. Oregon, you need to grow up and learn a thing or two about them.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, we're on. It's happening 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, even on Valentine's Day, even when there's a tragedy. We're going to be here to cover it, hopefully put a different perspective on it than you'll hear anywhere else in the mainstream media. We are part of that new media that we would like you to share, embrace. You know, it's not only about this show. It's about people like us, Jeffrey Jackson doing his thing, Del Bigtree doing his thing, Mike Adams, Natural News. There's so many. And supporting those voices and having a divergent opinion based on these things as well, having intellectual discussions, debates over them. I like that. I like that idea a lot, and I think that we're better off when we can discuss these things, even if we disagree. But as I said, the difference and distinction is if you're making your argument based on the way you feel, your emotions, you're not making a legitimate argument. It's not to say you can't be passionate about what you believe, But if it doesn't come from a critical thinking and being able to learn from history and bringing examples to the fore, things like that, you're making a, oh my gosh, this is horrible, we got to do something. And you end up doing something tragically worse, because disarming the innocent people is the worst thing that can happen. You go into a gun-free zone, it's a slaughter zone. There's no way you can ban all guns and guns will be gone miraculously from the face. It's not going to happen. If you want to move to a so-called gun-free, I don't know, where do you want to go? Antarctica? I'm sure there's firearms there as well. And, you know, I don't even want to discuss this anymore, Super D, but I'm just like, something's just drawing me into it to discuss it and go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Okay. Do you need a distraction?
I do. Can you help me with that?
Okay. All right. How about we answer a listener question?
Oh, saved by a listener
there
question.
There we go.
Actually, I needed that more than the listener question.
No, not that kind of a distraction. That would put you in a better mood, though.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take some extra CBD as I play the real theme song for this segment.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
You got the game show theme. That kind of lightens up the mood a little bit. Super D, help me out. Where's that first question of the day? I know it's here somewhere.
This is by Shane.
Ooh, yeah, Shane in Canada, right?
That's right.
Well,
would you like me to read it?
I wouldn't mind, actually, because I want to pull it up. And I know it's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, in one of the green boxes.
I'll do the first one. You can do the second one. All right. Okay. So Shane writes, Hey, everyone. Hope y'all
That's
are doing fine.
Canadian thing to say.
Y'all. That's something you would say, all
I
y'all.
I would say y'all, yeah.
All right. Are doing just fine. Hope Super D and RSB are enjoying yourselves today. I guess Robert's kind of bummed right now, but we'll get through it.
Yeah.
This is Shane, and my question is to do with my dad. He has hepatitis C and prediabetes. I've tried to tell him what you said, Robert, that they have not isolated the so-called disease of hepatitis C. Mm-hmm. He keeps saying that taking the pills in Canada, yes, in Canada, that there's a 90% or so chance that it will cure it.
Well, that's because the commercials say that for the drug.
Well, it depends on what he's taking. Now, there's a new drug that came out, I want to say, about a year ago or so, called Harvoni, which is being advertised on the television as it's a cure for hepatitis C.
It sounds like either a big old sub sandwich or one of those things that rides across
Harvoni.
The ice skating rink. The smoothie ice.
Would you like pesto on your Harvoni? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So he continues, I know you can't lead a horse to water to make him drink. I also know, like you said, that it doesn't cure Hep C. I've told him about CanGest T and chromium, silver, selenium. I believe he thinks I'm full of it. Do you think I can tell him something that would stick in his brain? Any help is great, Robert. Thank you, Shane.
Well, what you're full of, Shane, is good information that you're trying to relay to your dad. And God bless you for doing that. I mean, listen, I had the same challenge with my father. I wasn't a Hep C thing, but he died of renal failure ultimately. His kidneys gave out on him. He was on hemodialysis for, 7 or 8 months, 9 months tops. And he quit. He was like, I cannot do this anymore. And yet, you know, I believe he lived longer than he would have because he kind of took half of my advice, right? Half the information he was willing to do. The other half, it was sort of like, no, I want to have my fun. I want to do my thing. And, you know, he lived his life his way. And so what am I going to do? We don't in these bodies live forever, right? This is a body we inhabit while we're here. So some people say life is a terminal disease. I don't like to think of it in terms of disease, but It's a temporary stop along the way. I don't believe life ends. I don't even believe it begins with this body. We pre-exist it, but we inhabit it while we're here. So the challenge is, are we willing to do the things necessary to care for it so that into our elder years we don't suffer from degenerative death-inducing conditions? Primary among them is medical allopathic interventions. Your dad is obviously invested in the doctors, what the doctors say, what the pharmaceutical people say, what the advertisements are saying. I know they probably don't have direct-to-consumer advertising for the Hep C drugs in Canada like they do in the United States and, I think, New Zealand. But still, the word is out. Oh, man, this is the miracle cure. Take this for 6, 8, 9 weeks and you're done. But as I say, it may be factual that they haven't isolated an actual hepatitis C, but that doesn't mean there's not an issue, okay? And I've never said, well, because Robert says there's no hepatitis C, that everything is made up, right? It doesn't go from there to flat earth. I bring that up again. Just because there are a lot of lies being told to all of us in a lot of areas. Believe me, I've seen a lot of them. That's why I live my life the way I do. I don't take and throw out all common sense, critical thinking skills. And in context with something going on when they say you have Hep C, yes, something is going on when you have Hep C. But what is it? Much like I say with HIV. They give you a test for HIV that isn't a test for HIV. You end up positive. They're not sure if it's a false positive, false negative, real positive, real negative, because then they have to ask you questions about your sex life, right? Oh, what color is your skin? Well, we can see that. But, you know, if you're black, it's more likely to be a true positive. If you're white, it's a false positive. So there's a racial component, interestingly enough, in the HIV test as well. But with Hep C, it's like, okay, what is it? Hepatitis. A, B, C, D, E, F, or G. I don't care what it is. It's an inflammation of the liver. And there may be incidental viral components to it. There may be bacterial components to it. But there are always going to be toxicological and metabolic waste components to it. And the inflammation of the liver, the dysfunction of the liver, has everything to do as to what you're feeding your body. What are you putting into your body? What has your dad been doing? Now, my dad had been known to drink alcohol in his younger years through his life. And I think at one point he had alcohol-induced pancreatitis. A very severe, he was hospitalized, he nearly died from that. He came back from it, didn't drink as much, maybe stopped for the most part. Like, because, you know, we went and drank, we would drink non-alcoholic beers together. You know, I know people go, what's the point of that? Well, if you like the taste of beer, no, I'm not doing the horrible stuff that they make mostly domestically. I'll go to something from Europe, Germany, or something like that. But the point is, he changed his diet and lifestyle. He went a little bit more organic. He began to take some of the things. He did some homeopathy. But my mom, who's 84, still alive today, my dad passed away 9 years ago, my mom really embraced pretty much all of it. And she's still here doing great, although she tells me she's got a toothache. But that can happen at any age. That's an acute, you know, degradation of the teeth, the tooth, and a cavity, whatever. But she's not going to get a root canal either. Intervening here, if you have to go allopathically, you follow up by undoing the damage. Arnica, extra support for the liver, extra selenium. But the big question here is, I'm waxing semi-poetically on what hepatitis C is or isn't. Is the big $64,000 or million or billion trillion dollar question, how do you get your dad to believe you and then act on that information that you know to be true? Well, if I couldn't get my own dad to do it, it's not like I had a magic trick to get my mom to do it. It was her choice. It was his choice, as it is your dad's choice. Now, unless you can find somebody that your dad loves, believes, and respects, and that person tells him, then you go, oh, okay, then it's real. You know, even then, the question is, what is his mission? What is his passion? How long does he want to be here? The decisions he's making, whether it's conscious or subconscious, will determine how long that physical body he's in holds out and whether he makes that transition sooner or later to the other worlds. So, Super D, unless you have other wisdom on this, I don't know what magic words you can say, abracadabra, dad, listen to me, and your dad just doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, there's only so much you can do, and then, you know, you just got to let it be what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, can be hard. I mean, definitely, if somebody's going through something.
I feel for you, Shane. I do. Yeah. I've been there, and you know, there's so many times where you want to help your loved ones, your friends, and they're not ready to listen. But when they're ready, it's up to them. And you be there for them then. And you just give them love, even if they don't choose what you think is the right thing. And then that'll be your legacy, your lasting legacy. I loved them no matter what. All right, we do have another question. This one's coming in from Shauna. It says, hi, Robert. Can you please advise my friend who was recently diagnosed with bladder cancer? The doc wants to scrape it out, and it sounds like a very risky procedure. I've shared the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, and I've also shared the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. I have recommended researching CBD and THC, as well as overdosing on nutrition. Also silica, selenium, chromium, Canjess tea, anything else you can recommend. And any reference to trusted Canadian, it's a Canada theme today, alternative cancer treatment centers would be much appreciated. Thanks so very much. Love your show. Blessings, song, Shauna. Well, blessings to you, Sean. I can't advise your friend. Again, it's one of those things. Your friend asked me for information, happy to give out the information. Everything you've said is great. But when we're dealing with something in the bladder, I want to deliver something to the bladder. And a lot of times you ingest stuff, the liver will bind it, excrete it through the colon. And that's good because that's the normal pathway of those certain metabolic wastes. Other things, it is designed to send to the kidneys. But if you have bladder cancer, it means the liver wasn't doing its job for years, perhaps decades. The kidneys were suffering. Maybe that was manifested as a named disease and it was treated with drugs. Maybe not. But now the bladder, having to deal with all of the toxins, the poisons, the inflammatories, is now suffering. The cells there were inflamed perhaps for years as well, and now you have aberrant tissue, cell growth, cancer. So I would catheterize the silver hydrosol into the bladder because the electrical charge that it carries, those ions, in addition to the oxygen it brings in with it, it's frightening for cancer cells. It has no defense against that. But that doesn't mean silver is the cure for cancer. It means it can address it very directly while you change the diet and lifestyle and do all the things we do organically here to help the liver to do its job so the kidneys are not suffering because the liver can't deal with what the body has been given. So yes, the selenium, the chromium, the silica for connective tissue in the bladder, repair, rebuild, integrity, so the cancer can't grow beyond that area and you can contain it. So you're on the right track. Prayer as well. Hydrogen water. Everybody hydrate with the Echo water and you'll all be better off. All right, we're almost through with hour one. And then Ty Bollinger, it's the happy Valentine's Day hour coming up. But we got to talk more Winter Olympics. Are you ready, Super D?
I'm ready. I'm into it this year.
All right, good. Well, we're going to have a good time with P.F. Chang's Olympics after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Scott Belcher. All right, upcoming events are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Super D, we got to add one more event I just confirmed today. The Alive Expo in Atlanta, and that's in April, I think the middle of April. I got to get those dates up to you, but if you go to aliveexpo.com, make your plans to be in Atlanta. I haven't been back in a while, and I've got two lectures slotted in at that event. I'll be broadcasting live from that event. I may even try to go to an Atlanta Braves game because I think that Saturday of the event there's going to be a Braves game, and I haven't been to that new stadium. That could be fun.
Cool.
So, folks, if you got season tickets to the Braves and you want to bring me along, I'll pay for the ticket. I'm not asking for a freebie, but I would love to see a game while I'm up there. So whenever that event is, liveexpo.com, I'll be there. We have Total Health in Toronto coming up May 11th through 13th. We got the NoCo Hemp Expo April 6th and 7th. We get the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10th, 11th, 12th. That's up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And there'll be more added as we go along. So check it out. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud. And, of course, those of y'all watching on YouTube, it's available as a, an archive in YouTube. And, you know, it is my birth month, February. And so if I would ask for a birthday gift from you, it's the same thing I ask of you all the time. It's just, hey, how about sharing the Robert Scott Bell Show? How about sharing Unlock the Power to Heal? How about, you know, just doing that, pay it forward, give the power to heal back to the people where it belongs. And I think I'd be more than happy if you doing, you'd be out doing any other kind of gift. So that's all I ask. Now, having said that, Super Don, one of the things you ask is, hey, let's talk more Olympics. We're into it this year. And I watched the hockey game this morning. I think the men's team lost to Slovenia, I think.
Oh, did they? I missed that. I saw the women's hockey last night, but I did.
Yeah, they were up 2-0, and then they ended up in overtime of some kind they lost. But anyway, hey, it's just fun. It's great, great hockey, great winter sports. But somebody had a perspective on the difference between the summer games and the winter games. It's kind of funny. People were commenting on it. What's your favorite perspective here?
There is a distinct difference between the two, but you can always thank the internet for really bringing it forward. There was over on Tumblr, somebody was comparing summer versus winter Olympics, and they said, "Summer Olympics, you and your partner work together to hit a ball over a net." Okay.
Okay.
Or you and your partner must dive in a way that is both clean and synchronized. Okay, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or how about you and your partner must row a boat very fast? Now, compare that to the Winter Olympics. Okay. It is your partner is wearing knives on their shoes and you have to swing them around your head. Or yeah. Your partner is wearing knives on their shoes and they're literally standing on you. Or they've got knives on their shoes and you pick them up and throw them. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? That's true. The Winter Olympics is almost like the Hunger Games or something, right?
You know, both the Summer and Winter Olympics, you need arnica. But in the Winter Olympics, you're more likely to need Lidum and Hypericum and stitches, you know, with all the knife throwing.
Yeah.
And the biathlon, you get to shoot stuff, interestingly enough.
That's true.
In that.
Now,
so there's a lot of different things, yeah.
Here's another comparison between Summer and Winter Olympics. In Summer Olympics, it's who can run the fastest,
yeah.
Who can swim the fastest, and who can do the best somersault, right?
Yeah.
That would be the Summer Olympics. In the Winter Olympics, it's more like who can make it to the bottom of this ice slide of death and survive?
Yeah, I see it now. Who can get around the rink without getting their hands sliced off by everyone else's blades? Can this guy do a 1080-degree flip without dying? Yeah, somebody fell and really hurt themselves.
Well,
you're right, man. Scary stuff.
Speaking of 1080, something I've been watching this year that I haven't watched before is the snowboarding. I think it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
But on the internet, they've been making fun of the fact that there's all this like crazy lingo that goes with snowboarding. And I noticed that when I was watching it, where they were just like, here he goes, he's going to the thing, and he does some crazy thing. They've got all these weird things like a McTwist and an Indy grab, or a 1440 nose grab with a chicken salad backside rodeo. And it's like, I have no idea what this stuff is. And it was funny because Stephen King, the author, he sent out a tweet, and he says he was reading USA Today, and on USA Today it said, Red Gerard nailed a thrilling frontside double cork 1080 on his way to a gold medal. And Stephen King says, I'm delighted for him, even though I have no idea what the blank that is. And it's true. I mean, these guys, they flip up through the air and do somersaults and things, and they've got all these crazy names for them. But it's a fun sport to watch.
Yeah, maybe Ben can decipher it for us tomorrow. Hey, we got
is
a whole other
Ben
hour.
Ben a snowboarder, I wonder.
I don't know. Up in Minnesota, he'll board. Listen,
all right.
We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. Ty Bollinger is up next to go outside the box. No mention of the shooting next hour. We pre-recorded before the event happened, so it'll be happy-go-lucky Valentine's Day. We'll talk pet cancer. We got some more questions of the day on supplements, radiation, and more. But suffice it to say, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.